online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Our main news today, we found out a bit more about how the government wants Britain to work outside of the European Union.
Whatever the outcome of our negotiations, we seek a more open, outward-looking, confident and fairer UK that works for everyone.
Brexit Minister David Davis has published a 77-page report after MPs voted in favour of triggering the formal process of pulling out. His Tunbridge Mallings MP, Tom Tugendhat.
The government made it extremely clear, all the literature made it very, very clear that whoever won the decision would be respected, and it's absolutely right that we do respect that decision.
KMFM News.
A consultation starts today on plans for a new runway at Heathrow Airport. The government wants to introduce more flights between UK cities, hoping to boost the country's economy. Ministers are expected to impose a ban on night flights, though. A pensioner has been charged with attempted murder after a woman was stabbed in the face at a care home in Faversham. The 89-year-old was taken to hospital after it happened at Kingsfield in Jubilee Way in December. She has now returned home and is said to be doing well. A 78-year-old man will appear in court in May. The Archbishop of Canterbury has been speaking out about allegations of abuse at a holiday camp for teenage boys. The Church of England apologised over its handling of the claims dating back to the 1970s. Justin Welby says he was completely unaware about what was going on, but his thoughts now are with the victims.
You just think of what the people who are caught up in this went through and what they're still going through and what they will go through for the rest of their lives because of what was done to them. And that's beyond description.
Four men are due in court this afternoon, accused of carrying out a number of burglaries across Medway. Police have been investigating break-ins at 11 homes in Gillingham, Twiddle and Raynham last month. The men, who are aged between 27 and 43 and all homeless, were remanded in custody after being charged yesterday. The drivers left the scene after a car crashed into a house in Deal. No one was hurt when it went through a wall and into the property in Hamilton Road this morning. Next this lunchtime, we hear from the best friend of a Dartford man who was murdered on holiday in Ayanapa. 22-year-old George Lowe was stabbed in the neck at the party resort while on a night out last August. Ben Barker, who was also injured, wants to see the men behind the attack brought to justice.
I like came over and sure enough like made my way through the crowd and he'd been stabbed in the neck. He stabbed her once, but it was a fatal wound. You'd think that no matter what kind of international issues there are, that basic common decency would sort of prevail, but it hasn't, which is quite upsetting.
Well, we've been speaking to the government about this. They say they're working closely with authorities in Cyprus to find out who's responsible. You can see more of that interview and find out what Ben's doing in his friend's memory. Just search Kent Online on your mobile.
This is KMFM.
Tributes have been posted online after police found a body believed to be that of a missing teenager in the River Medway. 18-year-old Ben Savage was last seen after leaving a club while out with friends in Chatham almost 2 months ago. His family has been told after it was discovered near Rochester Bridge yesterday afternoon. A new self-referral therapy service for people suffering mental health issues has been launched in Medway. It means anyone can sign up to free counselling sessions without having to see their GP first. Caroline Selkirk is from the service.
Maybe it's bereavement or relationship difficulties or family problems or stress and anxiety, those kind of things. Things that keep you awake at night or maybe affect how you're operating during the day.
That picture of Beyonce cradling her baby bump has become the most liked post on Instagram ever. More than 7 million people have now double tapped the image after she announced she was expecting twins. And a baby giraffe born at a wild animal park in Kent has finally been given a name. Bokora arrived at Portland Reserve near Hythe on the 1st of December. Keepers say she's settling in well.
KMFM. Sport.
Former Chelsea and England midfielder Frank Lampard has today announced he's retiring from football at the age of 38. Richard from our sports team has more.
Lampard says he had offers to continue playing but feels now's the time to call it a day after leaving New York City FC. At Chelsea, he became a club legend. He's their record goal scorer, impressive for a midfielder, and won multiple titles, the Premier League, Champions League, Europa League, FA Cup, League Cup. Lampard started his career at West Ham. He also had a brief spell at Manchester City and won 106 senior England caps.
Well, that's the latest. Next update's at 2.